Good morning, everyone. Welcome to church this morning. It's great to have you here. So we are having one stone at a time service, which is a bit of a different format. We'll be getting a lot of updates from different ministries throughout the service.
Hi, my name is Karen Rebuka, and I am the Cornerstone Cafe Coordinator. I basically schedule volunteers in the church to organize and prepare coffee time for the church services and for cleanup after, and also provide a schedule for volunteers to bring baking to the church service to go with coffee, because treats and coffee always go together. I am super blessed to be part of this role, and I absolutely love it because I really feel that coffee is a great way to welcome people into the church, and we see that all the time. We see, you know, newcomers enjoying a cup of coffee, and we also see regular attendees fellowshipping and getting together over coffee, and I just think that's a wonderful way to welcome people into the church and after the service as well. And one thing that I'm really blessed by is the volunteers. I think it's amazing because we have some young volunteers now preparing baking and also helping with the coffee, and I just think that's so wonderful, and to see all generations helping with this task. And I just love that it brings people together.
You do that and I'll wait.
Hi everyone, Terry Black here, your Show Love Team Coordinator. Over the past few years, we haven't had an organizing committee. However, we have had a team. Team Cornerstone, where we came together as a family of God to be the hands and feet of Jesus to share His love. This year, we have decided to separate the two events that we normally do with the Show Love Team. So I don't believe the Show Love Team is going to exist anymore, but the events will. So this year, the Big Give is on June 1st. From 10 to 1. Casey Harrison and I are organizing it, so if you have any questions, please reach out to us. This year, it's going to be a family fun day where we can draw in those young families with kids, with the bouncy castle, and we're gonna have face painting, a coloring table, a bubble table, a free barbecue, and Leslie is gonna be organizing that again this year. Thank you, Leslie. And Tubman's is going to be donating their popcorn machine again this year. And so we can still have those conversations because we never know how Jesus is going to use that. So don't forget, we always pray for God to bring people to the Big Give who need to experience His love. So let's come together again as a family of God, be the hands and feet of Jesus, and to bless our young families in the community. Thanks so much.
Good job. Where's that found in?
Genesis. Chapter 1, verse 12.
Perfect.
Oh,
remember?
Good.
The 12 disciples?
Oh, we never
right?
sang them.
Yeah. Yeah, we sang it once.
What? We sang it a couple times with my class, anyway.
There are 12 disciples. Jesus called to help him. Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, his brother, John. Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew.
Well done. Here we are. It's Saturday morning. About to do some chores. Gotta tidy up the house. So here we go.
My name is Julia, and I am a mom of two little ones. They are 3.5 and 1.5, so life is great and full. going to take my second sip of coffee of the day, straight from the microwave. My name is Kat, and I have two boys. And if I had to sum up being a mom in one word, I would say it's wild. There you go. Make sure you share with your sister, please. Why did I not think to bring two waters out? I am Alicia. Every morning when I wake up, I think to myself, okay, we're gonna do this. Being a mom is definitely a bit of a roller coaster ride. You can have one moment that's just off the charts, amazing, beautiful, and then the next moment it can all just be derailed and it feels like there's no getting back from it and everyone just needs to go to bed.
What to make for lunch? Chips and cereal. Okay, works for me.
Being a mom is like fudge. It's really dense and it's super sweet, but there are times when I'm like, I think I've had too much and I might be sick.
Go get them.
My kids are a constant reminder to me of the grace of God, how I can mess up so many times and yell maybe too often, but at the end of the day, my kids are always there and they're constantly telling me how they love me and they never hold a grudge. The moment I became a mom, I felt like I had this deep awareness about what I was made for, and I feel like I was made to worship. And it kind of dawned on me in the hospital that raising them would be my worship and it would be the best worship that I could give, God. Being a mom is the best, just feeling like I've been entrusted with such a gift that I get to help raise these kids to know how loved they are and how special they are as well. So I'm so thankful. Being a mom is the best. Best job I've ever had, for sure. Doesn't pay very well, but it's still great.
We're part of the greeters team here at Cornerstone Church. We're the coordinators for the team, and this is a very important ministry in our opinion, because you're the first contact with newcomers, especially new families who come. And in our experience, it's very important to have a friendly face greeting you the first time you visit a church, most especially. The children are such joys when they come in. They're always smiling and giggling and talking with each other, and sometimes when they shake our hands, they go on and shake the hands of anyone who happens to be around us at that time. It's really, really cute.
Yeah, and we're glad of the support that we've had in coordinating this. I'd actually like to give a special thanks to the Ryans, John and Gail. They're taking a well-deserved rest from this now, and it was actually them that really were sort of the welcoming team for us when we first came to Cornerstone. Thanks also to Sharon and Gary, and we just are grateful to have new greeters filling in for them. So it is a joyous ministry, and it's important. And we're not just the welcoming committee for the whole church, but it's that first opportunity to know what Cornerstone's all about. So we're just grateful to be part of this. Thank you. Don't worry. I don't think either. I didn't take drama.
Hi, I'm Casey. I'm the nursery coordinator. The nursery's been quite busy the last few months. A couple weeks ago, we had 11 kids in here. So it's lots of fun, lots of noise, lots of craziness. And we can always use more volunteers. So if you're sitting in the pew wondering what to do, you can volunteer down here. The kids would love it, young or old. And we've had some new families join us in the last year. So that's been great as well, and it gives the parents a chance to sit down and really focus on the sermon and the service, so that's great, and just gives everyone a break from parenting for a little while. So if you need that, send your kids down too. We're happy to have them. And thank you for all those that already serve in the nursery.
So what you look like, okay? Yeah.
Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. Psalm 119:105.
Hi, my name is Wendy and I'm the coordinator for Cornerstone Kids, the midweek program that we have here at Cornerstone. This year has been awesome. It's been a small but mighty group. We've had about 6 to 10 children come every Tuesday night. And we've been covering 5 different series. We've covered the Old Testament prophets, the Holy Spirit's power, the Book of Psalms, and also how Jesus is able to move and to change us. All the kids have learned 5 Bible memory verses.
Every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything.
We played games, we've sang songs and danced, had lots of snacks, and we've made some awesome creative creations and crafts as well. One thing that stood out to me this year was one of the kids that would come with his grandparents or his parents, and they would drop him off and he would run into the church, super excited, run right up into the fellowship hall where we had games ready. And the parent or the grandparent would say he was just asking, is it time? Is it time? Is it time? And like going to his hook, like to get his coat on, ready to come to Cornerstone Kids. He was always so excited to come to our program. And I just love it because that's really what I want church to be for the kids that are coming and the kids that are here in our congregation. Is church is fun. Church is a place you're welcomed. Church is a place where you can be yourself, where you can do new things, and just have a great time together. And so, I just loved hearing that he was so excited to come to be part of our program. The other thing was there was one kid that sometimes was a bit challenging in his behavior, and so I loved it when, yes, he had some challenging behavior maybe at the beginning of the night, but by the time that we were having a snack and having our small group question times, he was really asking some deep theological questions and some really personal questions too, and he was really wrestling with the truth of the Bible and how it applies to his life. So I think sometimes we might label or we can assume something about maybe a child that's acting a certain way, but really God is working in their heart and God is doing something there. And so it was really encouraging to me to work with him. Also just amazing leaders that we had this year, some great student leaders that led the games and just engaged with the kids, and some amazing adult leaders too, and without them it wouldn't be possible. So thank you.
Hi, my name is Kim Holland, and I am the grounds and facilities coordinator at Cornerstone Wesleyan. Over this past year, I actually had a hard time thinking about what we actually accomplished this year till I was very quickly reminded of the ice storm that caused the flood in the basement, and which ended up leading to a massive amount of meetings and teams and just different things happening at the church, which I wasn't directly at every one of those things, but just being a part of it, and as much as it was a horrible thing to happen and just seemed like there was nothing positive about it, it was really a cool experience to be part of. The different people that were walking in through the doors and the people that we got to meet and the conversations that were had, and it was a really neat experience to be a part of. And looking back on it, I know that I'm sure there's some people like Stacy who have PTSD dealing with some food, but I'm happy to say that it was, in my mind, a really positive experience for Cornerstone as we now are on the other side of it. One of the positive outcomes that has come out of the flood is that in all the years that we've been operating at Cornerstone as long as I know, we've never had a generator or a plan for sub pump issues and floods. And it's just been a blessing that this has never happened before. So since then, you know, we've now put in place generators and backup solutions so that during power outages, Kim and Sean don't lie awaiting a phone call in the middle of the night that something has quit or broke or flooded. So we're really excited to say that, like, in the next few months, hopefully everything will be written down in instructions and a plan so that anyone could walk in and help out with all those things, which is just an unbelievable plan with Lawrence and Sean and everybody else that's helped out getting that up and running. It's been a great blessing to know that that's now going to be in place for us here at the church. And on top of that, just the things that we just constantly are dealing with, like little things of furnace fixes or maintenance things that are happening here, have kind of gone smoothly and are not these big deals that they seem to have been in the past. And we've just had great people helping out. Sean Holland has taken on the role of doing a lot of the maintenance on a weekly basis to keep our list low. And that's been an amazing thing to just making sure that the small things don't turn into large things.
Hi, I'm Leslie and I'm part of the hospitality team at Cornerstone, looking after the potlucks and any special events, funerals or whatever. There's a group of us that work hard to put these all together. Couldn't do it without everybody's help. And just want them also to know that their help is appreciated. We get lots of great feedback from everybody for things that we have done to help out. And also, if anybody's interested in helping with us with part of this or any of it at all, we're always looking for more volunteers. And it's just wonderful to be able to see people get together and talk and enjoy each other in a relaxed atmosphere and just getting visiting. Thank you.
Hi there, Cornerstone. This is Shannon Kerrigan speaking, coming to you from Momentum Youth. This past year has been a pretty exciting year for the teens and us youth leaders. As you're all aware, we kind of muddled through this year with Dan as our acting youth pastor. He did a great job playing double duty. We had a smaller group of youth leaders this year, but we were here for the youth. And most importantly, the youth were here. We had a very consistent group of youth, mostly from the congregation, but quite a few regular youth coming from the community. And it was great to have them come out, join us every week, bringing with them a curiosity about God, about Jesus, about, you know, how to connect with Spirit in their day-to-day life, how to bring their faith, whatever it may look like, into their friend groups, their classrooms. We had a lot of opportunities this year for small group discussions, whether it was on a Wednesday night or Sunday nights, as the senior groups get together. Both the guys and the girls have separate groups. But we also attended a conference on Good Friday called No Other Name, and that was just so empowering for our youth. We're really looking forward at kind of what the summer brings for our youth, and as we, you know, excite ourselves for the next season of youth to come this fall.
Good morning. My name is Stacey Norris. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the administrator here at Cornerstone. And I have been in this role here, I believe, for 8 years now. And it really has been an honor and a joy to serve you in this capacity. It does allow me to hear the many, many stories that I do on a weekly basis. So when Dan asked me to share a story, it was something I had to take to the Lord in prayer, because I hear so many stories and it's hard to choose. One such story I'd like to share is when I helped Val take Norma McGilvery, her mother-in-law, to a doctor's appointment. I was welcomed into the McGilvery family in this capacity, just a little peephole kind of sight into their family. It was wonderful. It was wonderful to be able to help out in this way. Now I go and I help Norma, of course, and I spend a great day with Val. And soon after, Norma suffered a stroke, but shared before her death how touched she was by my being willing to help her to and from this appointment. The day before I took Norma to her appointment, Dan and I had what I would consider a spiritual attack. So that manifested in a way of conflict here in the workplace. And that was resolved, of course, but it created a conflict. And perhaps you don't know this about me, but I don't like conflicts. So, needless to say, I was feeling just unsure why God would ask me to sort of do this favor, if you will, to a family in our congregation, if it was going to upset my work environment. Okay, you come through, you know, I go and I help Norma, of course, and I spend a great day with Val. But there was no big light bulb moment, God aha moment, to tell me, yes, this was the reason why you're here. And that came afterwards, that came a week afterwards, when Val called and told us the story of how Norma was so touched by my really ordinary act of kindness. This reminded me that God is in the ordinary. The enemy will use the ordinary as well to throw you off of whatever the work is the Lord wants you to do. And this was also the week leading into Easter, when these spiritual attacks do increase around Easter and Christmas. That is an observation of mine. Again, I just want to say thank you for this privilege that I have to be able to do the Lord's work in this way. I'm just so very pleased that I get to serve you all in this capacity, so thank you very much.
And where am I looking? Right at the phone? Okay. Hi, my name is Linda Tapper, and I'm currently prayer coordinator at Cornerstone. I'm not sure if you're aware, but we do have an emergency telephone prayer chain. The contact for the day chain from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. is me, and the evening contact from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. is Evelyn Little. We also have prayer warriors who meet every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 here at Cornerstone. And we are always open to having more people come and join us. We believe in prayer, answered prayer, and would invite any one of you who are looking for a way to serve at Cornerstone to join us in the prayer ministry. Thanks.
Worship ministry. I gotta start again, sorry. Hi, I'm Wendy, I'm the worship coordinator here at Cornerstone. Part of my responsibilities are to put worship bands together with the availability of the people, together with the worship leaders, introduce new songs, and to coordinate worship experiences at Cornerstone during the services on Sunday mornings. I have been really excited to see some new people involved with worship ministry this year. One on Pro Presenter, which is great, and then another couple people in the band. Wonderful to have a couple more drummers here getting involved as well. I think there's something amazingly special about music that goes beyond words, that goes beyond our brains. It really goes into our hearts and into our souls. And so I love when people kind of get a hold of that and their own abilities and see their own skills and abilities grow through being part of the worship teams here at church. I also love just worshiping with our brothers and sisters and our family here, and just how God uses it to bring people closer to Him.
I just want to say a big thanks to all of the ministry leaders, all of the volunteers, everyone who makes what we do as a church, which is all an act of worship, happen. So let's just give one more round of applause to everyone who is represented and those who aren't represented as well, or who weren't seen. By the time we came back from holiday, it was too late. We arrived back in Canada feeling all rested up, and Wendy was excited about starting spring gardening, weeding the garden, getting the hose out and all of that kind of thing. But as we drove into our laneway, we could see that a robin had built a nest on the hose looped up on the wall, and there were four eggs in the nest, and there was nothing that we could do about it. We loved the life that was growing in that little nest. But it was really inconvenient for Wendy. Instead of quickly rolling out the hose and, you know, dousing the garden, she had to walk back and forth from the kitchen to the garden with a watering can. And even though it inconvenienced Wendy, even though it complicated her plans, even though it would have been simpler to simply carry on with her plans to get rid of the nest and the eggs and to carry on as she wanted to, Wendy chose to let life happen no matter the inconvenience. She chose to bend her schedule around what was already happening. It's now taking us more time, the royal we, now taking Wendy more time to get the garden ready for these few weeks until the baby robins hatch and leave the nest. But that inconvenience is more than compensated for the life that we get to daily witness happening on the wall of our house. This Sunday is our one stone at a time service, where we reflect on the question, how do you build a wall? How do you build a building? How do you build a church? And the answer is one stone at a time. It's our chance to reflect, and it's our chance to start thinking about what may be in the future as well. But sometimes God has a way of bringing growth and life that falls outside of our well-laid plans and our organized schedules. Sometimes God brings us a nest. And that's what I'm going to be sharing about over these next few minutes. Our threefold focus as a local church is to know Jesus, to grow in Jesus, and to show Jesus to others. This is the pathway to Christian maturity that we are seeking to follow here at Cornerstone. And so I will break down my brief report into these three segments: know, grow, show. How have we seen knowledge of God increasing? How have we seen growth in God taking place? And how have we witnessed the goodness and the glory of God being shown to others? How has God been building a nest? No. We're continuing to order our church year around the Revised Common Lectionary, which is a 3-year cycle of weekly readings. This forces us as a church to wander into parts of the Bible that we might not naturally visit. And it allows us to see how different parts of the Bible actually connect. We've moved through 8 sermon series over this past year, from No Fair, which was how God's idea of fairness maybe differs to ours. We've looked at enemies of gratitude. We've looked at Jesus, man of mystery, during Epiphany, and through the theme of covenant during Lent. And all of our sermons can be found on YouTube and in your podcast app. They're uploaded weekly. And I've had the joy of helping other pastors step into this lectionary adventure, sharing my experience with them. We've also had a plethora of guest speakers helping us to know Jesus, from Josh Wallace sharing about street preaching in Wales to the Lighthouse Cafe in Smith Falls. We've hosted Teen Challenge, Karen from No Go, Dave Mason from Silver Lake, among others. But not everything has gone smoothly as we've sought to know Jesus. In fact, as Stacy shared in her story, other ways that things haven't gone so smoothly is that Nathan, our youth pastor, took a time of paid leave, and then he resigned at the end of last summer. We weren't planning on that. We've also had many deaths affect our church family. I could think of 9 right off the top of my head. There are likely more. Many of our church have also come face to face with the uncertainties of living in a fallen world, with encounters with cancer, increased frailty, broken relationships, with undiagnosed conditions, with serious falls, with infections, among others. Let's continue to pray for these folks. And Stacy, of course, contracted shingles on December 31st, 2023, which kept her out of the office for pretty much 2 months. But the good news is that Jesus is still building his church. He's still building a nest, even during the hard times. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Amen. Grow. Our weekly average attendance has increased from 103 per week for the previous church year to 106 for this year. Now, I know that numbers aren't everything, but they are something, and each of these numbers represents a soul, a person, a life, a family, or a couple. And we thank God for every single one of you, and I'll mention more about this later. We've also had Cornerstoners leave. Some have moved to another country, some have moved church to find a place closer to their home, some have moved to another city for work, and others have just quietly moved on. All that I know is that at the beginning of the year, our Sharon quota was 100%, now our Sharon quota is 0. And another sign of growth is that our basement got completed after last year's flood. We've also seen people stepping into new roles. Some examples would be Johnny as the video editor, Johnny and Courtney with youth, Hazel as our missionary communications expert. We've had Patrick and Paul take over leadership of If You Know, You Know, our senior high ministry. Lawrence has taken over as the secretary of the LBA, and there are many others, many other people who've stepped into roles, who've stepped up, who've made a difference and helped our church grow. We've also grown in a different way. Our church potlucks are legendary, and so we do want to say a big thank you to Leslie for all of her work, and we will have one coming up soon as well next month. Since the youth pastor role opened up, the youth leaders have taken on added responsibilities to make sure that our Momentum Youth maintains its momentum. Even though it sometimes felt like we're building a plane while it's flying, it has worked somehow. It's now been 9 months since we've had a youth pastor, and we couldn't have continued to create a place for the teens of North Gore to grow in their faith without our leaders. We've also seen teens step into roles of responsibility and leadership like worship and games. This is literally my favorite picture of Meredith in the world ever. Our senior high If You Know, You Know Girls and Guys groups have continued to grow from strength to strength under the leadership of Paul and Patrick for the guys and Kim, Emma and Karen for the girls, as well as prayer and Bible study for the girls and a focus on building relationships for the boys. These very committed leaders have taken the teens out to enjoy mini golf, bowling, cafes, virtual reality games, the Grey Cup, the Super Bowl, and the list goes on. We've also taken teens to conferences like Change Conference and no other name, like Shannon mentioned earlier, where God has done amazing things in their lives. For the past few months, I've also been part of the leadership of 613 Rendezvous alongside other local pastors. Now, our numbers, like Shannon mentioned, aren't quite as high as they used to be at Momentum, but God is still growing his kingdom in the hearts of these teens quietly and faithfully. This year, we will have at least 5 teens graduate from high school. Some will be taking steps into the workplace, others into higher education, and others the mission field, and we're proud of them all, aren't we? There we go, yeah. And as you know, we're hiring a youth pastor. Actually, he'll be called, this is the working title at the moment, the pastor of Next Gen Ministries. And he'll have both youth and young adults as his responsibility, because not only do we have a good youth group, we also have a burgeoning young adults ministry. We actually have 23 in our sphere of responsibility come September, or come the end of this year. So on May the 5th, I offered Nate Huff the job, and he said yes, and he'll be starting at the end of August, which brings us to Forward in Faith, which is our effort to address the difference between our budget versus our income, as well as hiring Nate at 30 hours a week rather than 20 hours a week, so that he can also bring some cohesiveness and leadership to our young adults ministry. So we launched Forward in Faith on April the 7th. On May the 7th, literally 1 month later, we now have 11,500 already saved. I think that's worth a round of applause, which means we're over one third the way there. So thank you so much to everyone who has given. And I encourage you still, to give. And you can just write Forward in Faith by envelope or e-transfer. Write youth pastor, whatever you remember. Write faith forward, anything that's unusual, and we'll know what it's for. Here are some ways that we have shown Jesus this year. And I want us to remember that all of this is just a sample list. We befriended and shared Jesus and gave Bibles to Latino workers who spent weeks renovating the Cornerstone basement. We moved our summertime church outdoors. Rather than being at the back of the church where no one could see us, we moved over to the front of the church so that everyone could see us, and it worked. People started seeing us worshiping. People stopped by because they were curious. I had some great conversations with our neighbors across the road. We also showed Jesus through our Not Forgotten services at two long-term care homes in Kempville. Since this photo was taken, both Raymond Sr. and also Gary have actually passed away. They've gone home to be with Jesus. Last Sunday, the whole If You Know, You Know senior girls team went to minister. These are things that happen outside of our Sunday mornings. And God has also been drawing people to himself over this past year. We've had five people that I know of actually confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That deserves a round of applause. And two of them have been through the witness of their friends at school, and others have been met by God in the quiet of their room or in the quiet of their car. It's incredible. And there are others who are on the journey who are seeking. It's been amazing to actually draw alongside a couple of them in discipleship, or simply asking them, how's it going? And they are growing in their faith. I know that for sure. Which means that God is at work and all glory is his, right? We've also been shown, or we've shown the goodness of God as we've witnessed four people getting baptized over this year. And Noel Bourne is a special story. I went to baptize Noel on his 65th wedding anniversary to his wonderful wife, Diane. This was back in last September. All of the family were there, and we used a blue recycle bin to do the dunking. Noel was a quiet man, but his faith in Jesus was true and real. Little did we know that just 1 month later, Noel would go to meet Jesus in person, the one that he loved and confessed on the day that he was baptized. We've had six people take the step of membership just a couple of weeks ago. Now two of them just started coming to Cornerstone 14 months ago. They joined us online. Then they started coming as a family. Then they got baptized. And now they are members. All of that in 14 months. This is incredible. I'm also part of a Wesleyan Church Leaders Network.
in the Ottawa Valley that has started gathering together over this year. And the network is called the Valley X Network. X means multiplication. And the vision of the Valley X Network is to establish a new kingdom expression in our area by 2025. So please join us in praying for this. We met in Armprior in November 2023, then in Osgood in February 2024. And then we're going to Palmer's Rapids, which is out in the boonies somewhere, a long, long, long way away. It's like a 4-hour round trip or something. So that will be happening this month. And I love the collaboration and the shared vision to see God's kingdom expand in our area in the Wesleyan Church. Finally, I went to Bangladesh in January of this year. After God confirmed it to me 3 times, you've heard the story, I went reluctantly, but I finally booked my ticket and went. And I'm so glad I went because God showed me what he's up to, not just here in our church, but across the other side of the world. I witnessed a church that has grown from 14 churches in 2006 with an orphanage for 15 boys to 77 churches, 20 child development centers, and 2 orphanages of 40 children in each in 2024. And I got to visit both orphanages. I got to spend time with the children. I helped the Wesleyan Church host a pastor's conference for the church leaders there, and I got to lead a couple of teaching sessions for the local pastors. There are many other ways or things that I could mention. You know, our community Christmas tree lighting, the nativity play, our Christmas Eve service, our various ministries, our Good Friday ecumenical service, restock the shelves, you know, the Calm in the Chaos group, all of the missionaries that we support across the province and the country and the world, all of the encounters even taking place at No-Go Coffee House in Osgood, not to mention the conversations that you're having, the ways that you're reaching out that I'm not seeing, that I'm not there with a camera to take a picture of. Love is being shown in our community through our church, and I'm glad to be on this journey with you. So the question is, how do you build a wall? One stone at a time. How do you build a cornerstone church? One stone at a time. But sometimes God has a way of bringing growth and life that falls outside of our well-laid plans and organized schedules. Sometimes God builds a nest. So let's use our programs and our gifts and our strategies and our methods. There's nothing wrong with that. We're the Methodist Church. We are Methodists. We use methods. But let's also be ready for God to do something outside of our expectations, something inconvenient, because who knows, perhaps that is where life is.